This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
With Planned Parenthood during his time in the Senate.
I want you to hear what Hillary Clinton said on Charlie Rose just a few days ago. And this is about something that she and Charlie Rose get into about what the FBI director testified. And then after the clip, we're going to play what the FBI director actually said. Let's roll that.
He said it was sloppy.
No, he did not.
He had real sloppiness.
No.
There's ordinary accidents, and then there's just real sloppiness. So I think of that as kind of real sloppiness.
So Charlie Rose said he said real sloppiness. Secretary Clinton said no. And then you have the evidence. James Comey, the FBI director, said it was real sloppiness. There's a real trust issue she has with voters. More than 60% of voters, according to the last poll, don't think she's honest and trustworthy. Aren't moments like that part of the problem?
Well, look, Secretary Clinton has said that this was a mistake, that she would do this differently if she could go back, and she's been very
she's
clear
still
about that.
I think
she was referring to his press conference that he gave, not necessarily the congressional testimony. But look, what voters are looking for and asking about in this election is who is going to fight to get this economy working for everyone, not just those at the top. We heard doom and gloom last week from the Republicans. We heard no specific plans about how Donald Trump is going to actually make people's lives better. You're going to see real people from across America on this stage over the next week talking about how Hillary Clinton did real things to improve their lives. She's going to lay out specific plans to get this economy working for everybody. That's the difference. That's what voters really care about.
Wow. How would you like that job? I mean, why did I get the short stick of this deal that I got to go defend the indefensible? These emails are out there. And then, of course, there's something about Democrats and emails that I don't know what it is, you know, because here we got Hillary. And then, of course, we got the big hubbub over the weekend that started actually on Friday, Scott, with Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And now they're taking the gavel out of her hand. Looks like she's not. You know, she's being replaced for this convention. You know, they talked about how the Republican Party got off their convention off to a rough start. But, wow, deja vu all over again. Doesn't matter what state you go, whether it's Cleveland or Philadelphia. The road is a bit rocky. And then on top of that this morning, Julian Assange releases some 23,000 Hillary emails marked C for confidential. That's in parens, small c classified. James Comey tried to, I guess, give her some casual interference here recently in saying that, you know, maybe she didn't quite understand what a confidential email was all about and how the markings went and that sort of thing. You go, wait a minute. She is an attorney. She has been a lifelong politician. She has had security clearance, you know, most of her adult life. And she doesn't understand what, you know, the markings for a confidential document. This is astounding to me. What do you say?
Yeah, I don't buy it either. Somebody that's been around it for that long, I don't buy it. And
well,
I believe the Julian Assange, I believe that was released last week. I think he, I think he released it last week. And then he also released the DNC,
inner emails about Bernie Sanders and how they fixed and rigged, you know, the whole process. I mean, this is really bad, you know, for the Democratic Party on so many levels. And, you know, for those that had hoped for a historic moment of the first woman president being elected, this might be slipping through their grasp here, Scott.
Well, Assange has three more set of groupings of emails that he's going to release at some point here. So
the question is, where's the media on this? You know, they're doing everything they can to stay quiet, but the abundance of the evidence is so profound. They've got to do something, Scott. I don't know if they can continue to run cover for her. It's a historical convention in Philadelphia, you know, coming up this week. It could be more historical than we could ever imagine. This is Bill Martinez. Great to have you along with us this morning. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, if we're going to get back on track, ladies and gentlemen, bottom-up movement, it really demands that we, the people, get involved. And I'm seeing this, you know, bonfires of, you can call it enlightenment, renewal, you know, just a situation where, you know, people are just fed up and they can't stand this anymore. And the only difference is going to be that we, the people, get involved. And I invite you to do that. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Michael Rubin is with us, resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official. He focuses on the Middle East regional politics, Iran, Syria, Turkey, and the Persian Gulf. He is the author of the book Dancing with the Devil, The Perils of Engaging Rogue Regimes. Michael Rubin, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Pretty good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, ever since Turkey, I was in Ireland at the time when the attempted coup in Turkey broke out. And, of course, I almost called you right then. But I wanted to get you on the air so that we could talk about it. So I think, you know, now that some of the dust has settled, give us your analysis of what happened with this attempted coup and where we stand today.
Well, you know, there's all numbers of theories floating around, and I actually think that there's no one clear group behind this. It was more of just a last-minute attempt that a number of different groups joined in. You had the traditional Kemalists, those are the people who follow Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, the founder of modern Turkey, who believed in the separation of mosque and state. They were upset with President Erdogan's tendency to try to make Turkey into much more of an Islamic republic. You have the followers of Fethullah Gulen, a former ally of Erdogan. He's also an Islamic cleric, but they've gone their other ways. That's the people that Erdogan is blaming. And then you had a theory out there, which is actually quite interesting, that this is sort of like a Reichstag fire, that Erdogan wanted some sort of crisis in order to crack down. And whether or not it really was a Reichstag fire, Erdogan has taken it and run with it, and now you have more than 100,000 people who have been arrested, fired, or detained, and Turkey is well on its way to becoming a dictatorship like it's never seen before. The question for American policymakers is, does Erdogan want to be a Vladimir Putin, or does he want to be an Ayatollah Khomeini?
Exactly. Well, Michael, when you and I last talked about Turkey, you talked about Erdogan and his model and his deliberate way of moving Turkey more into an Islamic state. But he did it slowly, you know, like that frog in the boiling water. He turned up the heat, but now he's been given a license to go full blast with the heat, hasn't he?
Well, absolutely, and I think part of this is the mistake of the United States in that when President Obama decided to condemn the coup, instead of simply condemning the coup, he urged all parties to stand by President Erdogan, and so President Erdogan has interpreted this as a green light. Today they arrested 48 journalists. Before that, they fired more than 3,000 judges. Now, the judges had nothing to do with the coup, but Erdogan has decided that this is an opportunity he's not going to miss. And the fact that the United States is standing by, he basically says, I can get away with this. And now you have reports that people are in soccer stadiums. They're getting tortured. There's talk about renewing the death penalty. It almost is reminiscent of a scene out of Latin America in the 1970s.
Exactly. This is absolutely horrific, and this is what I was concerned about as well. And, Michael, what about our, you know, military bases? You know, Turkey is important to us because it gives us some military support, you know, base support for our aircraft, to have access. Is this going to get compromised, or because President Obama is backing up Erdogan right now, it's business as usual on that side?
No, it's going to get compromised. For the short term, it's business as usual, but you're absolutely right. We use the Incirlik Air Base in southern Turkey to launch operations against the Islamic State in Syria. And what this crisis has let us see is really the true Erdogan, because what he has been saying is basically, I'm going to blackmail you, he says to the United States. Either you extradite this cleric based in Pennsylvania, a guy named Fethullah Gulen, or I'm not going to let you conduct operations against the Islamic State anymore. What this basically means is he'd rather play his petty political grievances than defeat the Islamic State. And this comes against the backdrop of lots of rumors, and not just rumors, lots of evidence that behind the scenes Erdogan has backed the Islamic State the same way that behind the scenes Pakistan backs the Taliban. So what the United States really needs to do is not simply get blackmailed, not simply rely on Turkey. We have F-16s in Jordan. We have an Air Force base, which we've been building up in Romania. Perhaps it's time to press both of those into action, or else another carrier strike group, which we will deploy from Norfolk, Virginia, into the eastern Mediterranean.
Well, Michael, Erdogan has created some of this confusion in doing what you suggested, and that he's playing both sides to the middle here. And you kind of answered the question, because my ultimate question is, where does his ultimate loyalties lie?
Well, ultimately, his loyalties lie to Erdogan himself. I mean, the man is a megalomaniac. The man may be off the rails. I mean, once upon a time, he said when he was mayor of Istanbul, democracy is like a streetcar. You ride it as far as you need, and then you jump off. He's taken a running leap. Mm-hmm. And the question is, he's embezzled more than $1 billion. He's built these huge palaces. When I talk to Turks, they honestly think that as the 100th anniversary of modern Turkey approaches, again, the 100th anniversary will be in 2023, mm-hmm. Erdogan wants to close the door completely on the chapter that was started by Ataturk, perhaps reignite the caliphate once the Islamic State itself dies, and perhaps become much more of a sultan than just a president.
Well, Michael, let's go to Iran. Give us the latest there. What's happening?
Well, the fact of the matter is we've now passed a year since the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, and what we see is exposure of one of the secret deals, which shows that Iran will have a breakout capability much sooner. But even if Iran adheres to the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, to the letter of it, even if we say that all these missile launches don't count, the fact of the matter is the clock is now ticking, Bill. In 9 years or so, Iran is going to have an industrial-scale upgraded nuclear program which won't have any international monitoring. So what we now see is that the agreement, which the White House said would end Iran's nuclear ambition, at the very least is just a roadblock. And the next president, if the next president serves two terms, is going to come face-to-face with a nuclear-armed Islamic Republic of Iran that has not moderated and is as aggressive as ever.
Is that reversible at all with a new president?
Well, ultimately it will be. It all depends on leverage and coercion, but leverage has been a dirty word to this administration. Mm-hmm. Let's hope it's not to the next one.
Michael Rubin is with us, ladies and gentlemen, resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute. A lot has been going on in the past couple of weeks, needless to say, here domestically. We've got a couple of conventions off and rolling that we're dealing with, but lest we take our eye off the ball, it is important for our national security to, again, keep a pulse of what is going on there in the Middle East, and none better than Michael Rubin, author of the book Dancing with the Devil, The Perils of Engaging Rogue Regimes. More from Michael Rubin on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Galderma Laboratories. Did you know that an average day for a professional chef is up to 14 hours long? That means 14 hours of prepping and handling foods that require constant hand washing. That is why Galderma Laboratories has partnered with the American Culinary Federation, ACF, to share the first over-the-counter two-step regimen for hard-working hands. Excipio Protect and Repair intensively moisturizes to repair dry skin and soothe itchy, cracked skin. Step 1 is a daily protection cream that functions like a glove for your hands throughout the day. Step 2 is a rapid repair cream, which can be used at the end of the day to hydrate dry skin, alleviate itchiness, and provide relief overnight. In a survey conducted of more than 75 chefs from the ACF, 95% said they would recommend Excipial to anyone who has dry hands. Because dry skin doesn't just affect professional chefs, it could affect anyone. Excipial not only treats your dry hands, but also protects them against external irritants. To learn more and receive a discount on your purchase, visit Excipial.com.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard-of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminate up to 20% off with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
To all you parents sending your kids off to college, do us a favor. Invest in some good bedding. The Company Store has things like mattress toppers that make any bed feel like a spa. And remember, this is about protecting your investment in your flesh and blood. College is expensive, and we need sleep to learn, and sleep is hard to come by here. But hey, it's your call.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit TheCompanyStore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code CAMPUS and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Easy to work. Up antenna, switch on, press talk button, and you broadcast from room to room and even house to house.
For Spanish, press 2.
Porque todos cuentan en el formulario del censo, especialmente los niños. Así ayudas a que tengamos más cosas en nuestra comunidad como centros de cuidado, escuelas y más.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, cape and all, why not, man? Let's go at it. Bill Martinez here with you, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Michael Rubin continues, former Pentagon official whose major research areas are the Middle East, Turkey, Iran, and diplomacy. Michael instructs senior military officers deploying to the Middle East and Afghanistan on regional politics and teaches classes regarding Iran terrorism and Arab politics on board deploying U.S. aircraft carriers. Michael, you know, we got to talk about our favorite rascal, you know, the one and only Vladimir Putin. What's he up to in the midst of all these deck chairs being reassigned?
Well, you know, Vladimir Putin seems to really have come out on top. When it comes to the Turkey crisis, which we were talking about before, the real winner has been Vladimir Putin. Turkey and Russia used to be at loggerheads, but this is what Secretary of State John Kerry has never understood, Bill, that while the United States looks at diplomacy about how to come to a win-win situation, how to get to yes, Vladimir Putin looks at it as a zero-sum game. So if he can peel Turkey, a NATO member, away from the United States, if he can create that deep suspicion, he's going to come out on top. At the same time, Putin has been threatening the Baltic states, and perhaps he's even been emboldened by some of the statements coming out of the Republican presidential nominee, Donald Trump, who basically raised a big question mark about whether the United States would come to the defense of those NATO members in the Baltic states.
Yeah, that's incredible. I mean, it's tough enough when you got John Kerry going all over the place, you and I are talking about it, making some of the statements that he's made, and then Donald Trump on the other end. And it's just like you just want to tell people, hey, can we kind of like, you know, call time out on some of these anecdotes that you don't know what you're talking about?
Well, I mean, this is one of the things, and, you know, this is also one of the things that I also worry about with regard to presumptive Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton, in that the desire to get the short-term deal, be it over Syria, be it over some other crisis, is allowing Vladimir Putin to pocket other chits that really we shouldn't be giving up on. For example, a free Ukraine. And Vladimir Putin isn't stupid. He realizes that if he can provoke a crisis and then offer an olive branch to solve it, and one of the concessions which we would give is to basically turn our back on the Ukraine, turn our back on Georgia, perhaps in the future turn our back on the Baltics or Poland, it all fits as part of a pattern, and it's not a pattern. It's not something we should get ourselves sunk into.
Michael, right before the second election, the re-election of President Obama, he had said in an open mic that he didn't want people to hear, saying that he was going to be able to have more flexibility with Vlad. He wanted the message to get to him that once this is over, that he'd have a lot more flexibility. From that statement to now, what has changed?
Well, I don't think anything has changed. Vladimir Putin has showed his true face. We all realize that the reset, which marked the beginning of Obama's first term with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, was basically a failure. It played into Russia's hands. We need to recognize, and this is a consistent problem in the United States, that we like to self-flagellate. We like to think that everything is our fault, that somehow we're responsible for the grievance. We need to recognize that sometimes the problem is with our adversaries, not with whoever was the predecessor in the Oval Office. And until we recognize that, we're going to be played every single time.
And then we make statements that global warming is the most significant international cause we could deal with. How does that put the rest of the, you know, terrorist attacks and the unraveling of the Middle East in perspective? I mean, we're like Don Quixote chasing windmills here.
Well, you know, Bill, my first degree is actually in biology. And one of the things I learned in biology is when you have a model and it doesn't have predictive value, stop making predictions from it. When Secretary of State John Kerry goes to East Asia, and this is a couple years ago in Indonesia, and says the greatest strategic threat is global warming at a time when China is on the offense, seizing islands and atolls from the Philippines and other countries, it leaves all of our allies scratching their heads. Just the other day, 2 days ago, Secretary of State John Kerry was at it again, describing air conditioners as a greater threat to mankind than the Islamic State. I'm not so sure that just shows that we are completely inside out and upside down inside Washington. It's no surprise that there's so many people out there so disillusioned with us, not only in the United States and the U.S. electorate, but across the globe.
Yeah. How do you gain any kind of reasonable consensus with your supposed allies while your enemies are being emboldened when this kind of rhetoric is coming out of, you know, the Secretary of State and, dare I say, even the President of the United States?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And the problem is that in domestic politics, when a president loses his credibility, every 4 or 8 years, with a magic wand, there's a new president enters the Oval Office, and that problem is resolved. But on the global stage, there is no magic wand. When the United States loses its credibility, it can take decades to restore that trust. And Obama has really burned through that trust during this administration, be it with Saudi Arabia, be it with Japan, be it with Australia. And it really is incredible just how he's played Skittles with U.S. security.
Exactly. And Michael, he tells us, looking straight in the mirror, that we're better off today than when he became president of the United States. And he doesn't understand why people are critical of him, and they don't get it, that he's the all-knowing, all-wise Pumbaa here, and he's got it all figured out, and that we're just all a bunch of knuckleheads.
Well, ultimately, it's an ultimate arrogance. But, you got what worries me is some of his agenda, be it with the Iran deal, be it with some other issues, environmental issues, he hasn't relied on the democratic process. He's relied, for example, on executive orders. He's bypassed the traditional mechanisms within the Senate with regard, for example, to the Iran deal, not treating it as a treaty, but treating it as an agreement. What he doesn't realize is that this sets a dangerous precedent because future presidents can do the same thing. And whether it's a Republican doing it or a Democrat, it's just not healthy to bypass that. President Obama has said several times that the reason he's relying on these executive orders bill is because Congress isn't cooperating with him. Well, newsflash, it's not the job of the Congress to cooperate with the president. That's
yes.
called balance of powers.
Exactly. Well, and here we are, election year, and Michael, I know millions of Americans are struggling with the two candidates that we have, primary candidates, Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. There's so much to consider here, and it is it's a tough situation. I mean, where you got Hillary on one hand, it represents basically a third term of Obama policies, which, speak for themselves, though she would want to insist on some other, result and try to convince us differently, and bless her heart, but, sometimes you think she's delusional. And then on the other hand, you've got a virtual loose cannon that you just go, well, on one hand, does Washington, D.C. need to be turned upside down? Yes, but, are we going to have a lot of unintended consequences as a result of things being, pretty well broken up?
Well, I just wish we could reverse flip the tickets on their head and have Pence versus Kane, because, I mean, both of them are honorable men with different philosophies, which mm-hmm. would be worth debating. What really gets me is this antipathy towards trade, and I think people are simply reading the stats wrong. After NAFTA, after we had the North American Free Trade Agreement, manufacturing jobs actually increased for 7 years. It was only in 2001 they took a plunge. So my conclusion, it wasn't caused by NAFTA because you had that bolstering of mm-hmm. employment of manufacturing. It was actually what was the death blow to manufacturing jobs was some of the WTO deals with China, and perhaps we need to stop pussyfooting around China then. Hopefully both candidates would confront China, but I don't see that happening.
Well, you first have to be realistic, I think, about it. And, it's kind of like Henry Ford said, if you say you can't do it, you're probably right, that you can't do something. At least, in one hand, you've got somebody saying, hey, look, I want to take a look at it. But you wish that, at least I do anyway, for terms of diplomacy, that you dial back a little bit. Because when you're coming out so aggressively, you don't necessarily need to be coming out shooting your Fanner 50s. Right off the get-go. You can ask the questions in much the same way that Ronald Reagan did. Michael Rubin, resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official, has been with us. Michael, always a pleasure. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 after the top of the hour.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold-silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected, no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-425-6588 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-425-6588. 800-425-6588.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Who is the gopher's ally? His friend. The harmless squirrel and the friendly rabbit. I'm going to use you two guys to do my dirty work for me.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
You got to keep your eye on the ball there. There's always somebody there to do the dirty work for you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here with you. Deneen Borelli is with us right now, chief political correspondent with Conservative Review, Fox News contributor, author of Blacklash, How Obama and the Left Are Driving Americans to the Government Plantation. Deneen Borelli, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Bill, good morning. Thanks so much. It's great to speak with you.
Well, it's been too long, I'll tell you. Your husband, actually, you know, he kind of, you know, stays he's been with us quite a bit, and I've missed you. So good to be talking right now, especially in light of, you know, these conventions. We just got through the Republican National Convention. Black Lives Matter has been forefront. They seem to have been somewhat, you know, quelled, at least in Cleveland. We'll see what happens in Philadelphia. What do you say?
Well, I really hope there isn't any acts of violence that happens. I'm so glad that, as you mentioned, things went well in Cleveland. But I got to tell you, with Black Lives Matter, Bill, I cannot believe that our president of the United States has basically given them legitimacy. He has had numerous leaders from this movement come to the White House to meet with him in person. Mm-hmm. And that sends a really bad message, I think, to our country, because clearly Black Lives Matter is a radical, disruptive organization. And here we have President Obama basically meeting with them hand in hand. I find it outrageous, really.
Well, you have the President of the United States endorsing them, giving them the good housekeeping seal of approval. He's given them cover. The mainstream media has given them cover. And meanwhile, they think, okay, they've got, you know, they've got credence here and standing, and they're having, you know, they're having their way. Quite interesting, you know, this weekend, the release of the movie Hillary's America. And we're going to be talking with Carol Swain, Dr. Carol Swain, in a little bit. And she points out all the Democratic Party maneuverings that were really anti-black. And And it's amazing when you look at the history of that and go, why are blacks even saddling up with the Democratic Party whatsoever?
No, that is the question of the day, really. Why is that a majority of black Americans overwhelmingly support Democrat politicians? And when you look at look at the urban communities that are ran by Democrat politicians, and they are on fire. If you look at what's going on in Detroit, look at Chicago, the crime, the high unemployment rates in these communities, it's because of the failures of progressive policies. Your schools, they're failing our children. Individuals are not able to employ themselves like they should be able to support themselves because of high taxes and regulations. And what people need to understand is that what the left is brilliant at doing is pitting the parties against each other. They're quick to call Republicans racist, or if you're a black conservative, I'm called a sellout and a token. And it's because they don't want the message of freedom, the message of liberty, to be communicated to those in the black community. So what they do, they play on fear and they play on emotion, especially when they play the race card.
Well, they've been at the forefront at hyphenating America and making us the un-United States of America. That is the whole point here. If we're bifurcated and we're divided, then we know how that proverb goes. It is united we stand, divided we fall, and we've been falling, haven't we, Deneen?
It's true, Bill, and that is why it's up to individuals to think as an individual. None of this groupthink, and don't just support someone just because of their skin color or their name or whatever. Look at the policies that they're pushing, the policies that they're promoting. Are you and your family better off since Obama, for example, has been in office the last 8 years? Are you able to keep your insurance? You know, he lied to Americans with Obamacare, for example. Keep your plan, your doctor, your rates will go down. So many Americans are hurting today because of the failures of progressive policies. And again, they pit Americans against each other to hide the message of liberty, to hide the message of smaller government, because that is what our country needs, smaller government, less regulations, lower taxes. Those are pro-growth solutions for our economy.
Well, and they're proven solutions, Deneen. There's empirical evidence to that point, exactly what you're saying. You know, you said something just a moment ago about our politicians, including the President of the United States, lying to us. And I know that is not an easy thing that comes out of your mouth, you know, and it rolls off your lips in such a way with some caution. But at some point, you got to call it for what it is. The mainstream media has given them a pass. You know, he tells us that we're better off than we were before, that Obamacare has just been this resounding success. And I look around and I see unemployment rates, more people on welfare, more people, you know, supposedly dropping out of the labor market, which I say is ridiculous, because it's not like you can totally drop out. I mean, you still have a family to feed. Like, all of a sudden you're going to come home and say, okay, kids, we're not eating for the next 360 days because dad's out of the labor force.
Right, and record number of Americans are on food stamps as well.
Exactly.
But we can use their words against them to promote our message of freedom and liberty and personal responsibility. I mean, look at the coal miners, for example. Obama said before he was president, Bill, that he wanted electricity rates to skyrocket and he wanted to bankrupt the coal industry.
Yes, exactly.
And look at what is happening. And this is on video. We're not making this stuff up. And yes, we can call him a liar and anyone else who wants to put the coal industry out of business, because we're talking about the livelihood and dignity of Americans. All people want to do is work and promote and support their families and just have government leave them alone. But we look at that industry, it's been decimated. And, you know, I've met some of these coal miners, and it's really upsetting to see that this has happened in America.
Exactly. Yeah, when you see the cities, the blight in these cities around this country, it is heartbreaking, Deneen. And you think about the individual lives and stories that go along with it. It's more than just the blight of the cities. It's the individual lives that are affected because of poor policy.
Right, and you would think voters will want to at least try something different or at least look the other way and see the difference, the dynamics from progressive policies to conservative policies and principles. And deep down, I know a lot of Americans, they have that conservative value and principle, but when you think about black conservatives, for example, if I'm an American first, but for me to tell my story, I have to use the labels so that people can get it and understand, but it's best to leave the labels out and just talk about the policies. You talk about school choice, for example. What parent does not want their child to have a great quality education? You have President Obama, he didn't want to support the voucher program in D.C. But his girls are set for life. They have a great education. So you put that dynamic in front of a mom or a dad who lives in Harlem, whose kid is faced with gang initiation and poor schools, and tell them that story.
Yes, exactly.
Get people to think. Get people thinking.
Well, you know, the thing is that we've all kind of, you know, fallen victim of the, you know, cultural grape juice, so to speak. I mean, you know, we were talking the last couple of weeks, or well, actually, when the announcement came out that Snoop Dogg was going to be performing at the DNC. And I called him out. I go, Snoop, how are you doing this? I mean, you're going to go and perform in front of a bunch of people that are responsible for 40% of the abortions, you know, perpetrated on your black children. How do you entertain people that have done that, you know, to your black families?
Yeah, what was his response?
Well,
it doesn't matter.
Crickets.
You know?
Yeah,
They got theirs. They're set for life. And, you know, Beyonce as well. I mean, look at what she did during the Super Bowl with her performance and the black power and just highlighting that, for example. I mean, and they don't look at how the consequences of these failed policies are harming Americans and especially harming those in urban communities. It doesn't matter to them because it doesn't affect them.
Well, Deneen, thank you so much for being so fervent about pursuing the truth like us, no matter where it leads, because that's what's most important. If we're going to unify this country, it's going to be unified, you know, based on the values and the foundation that are critical to this democratic republic. Deneen Borelli, chief political correspondent with the Conservative Review, Fox News contributor, author of Blacklash on Bill Martinez Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's our history, but if you don't know the history, and it's getting convoluted with lies, boy, are we in trouble. And this is what's happened in today's America. We have one of the co-stars of the movie Hillary's America. I'd mentioned to you earlier that she was going to be coming on. Dr. Carol Swain is with us, from a high school dropout and teenage mother to a highly accomplished university professor and public intellectual. Dr. Carol Swain is passionate about empowering others to confidently raise their voices in the public square. This is why we say it is important for you to speak up. The order of the day, especially cloaked in political correctness, says it's okay for you to talk as long as you agree. That's not what the First Amendment is all about. To truly be empowered and to empower the nation that we're representing and we're part of, it's based on free speech. We need to have this free dialogue. Dr. Carol Swain, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, it's great to be here.
It is an honor to have you with us, Carol. You know, you played such an important role in Hillary's America, you know, pointing out how this lie has been perpetuated and, you know, why Democrats continue to vote for politicians and support policies that are the absolute antithesis to the good welfare of Americans, including themselves.
I know, and I participated in the film because I knew the message was important, but my greatest fear is that it will not reach the audiences that need to be educated about the history of the political parties. Mm-hmm. But even as I say that, I've seen the film twice, and I've had many people that were leaving come up to me to say, well, I didn't know that history. So Republicans
yes.
don't even know the history of their political party and the Democratic Party.
Well, you know, a friend of mine, Andy Andrews, wrote a book, How Do You Kill 11 Million People, in reference to what happened in World War II Europe. And he says it's all based on a lie. And
I know.
This,
and yes.
Right.
And you see, the Republicans are capable of doing this, too. But with the Democratic Party, almost as a strategy, you see them, you know, just repeating lies right in front of your face. I mean, you can just see it, something take place,
and they would stand there and lie. And it's my understanding that even today, you know, the new spokesperson for the Democratic Party is saying, oh, well, those emails, some of them have been tampered with. There's no evidence that the emails have been tampered with, but, you know, already they're spinning another tale.
Exactly. Well, we've been spun with Democratic email stories to no end, and it just seems that the Democrats need to admit they're just not good at emails, especially with this latest release from WikiLeaks and Mr. Assange that released some 23,000 emails of Hillary Clinton. And when she said that her there was no evidence that her personal computer got hacked, I'm just getting off the point here for just a moment, but supporting the email discussion here, they found 23,000 that are in hands that were marked confidential. So
right. So we do need to get back to the film. And I believe that the film will have a major impact, not just in this election, but in years to come.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully by word of mouth, and the fact that it had so many minority actors, actresses, and extras in the film, if their families see the film, and it might actually reach some of the people that are being deceived by the Democrats.
Yeah, it's amazing when you look back at the genesis of the Democratic Party, how anti-black is its foundation, you know, from Margaret Sanger to the New Deal to LBJ and the war on poverty and his whole motivation. I mean, clearly he stated that he would have blacks voting Democrat for, what was it, the next 100, 200 years?
200 years. And also, slavery. The Democratic Party was built on slavery. And the black codes, the Jim Crow laws,
mm-hmm.
they fought every anti-lynching bill that was put before Congress. They never supported one.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the points that the movie makes is that it was the Republicans that passed the first Civil Rights Act. And in 1964, when the Democrats got behind civil rights legislation, they were merrily supporting something that Republicans had put in the Constitution back in the 1800s. So
exactly.
They were doing it out of political necessity.
Well, again, for them, it's, as you say, political necessity, their own political lives. It is about the sustainability of the party and their reelections. That's been their motivation. It has not been about, we the people.
One of the things, again, I think the film does a great job of illustrating is that they keep changing their strategy. I guess that's part of survival.
Mm-hmm.
But when you couldn't keep blacks, as slaves, you couldn't keep them, down through Jim Crow, they came up with entitlement programs, certain types of entitlement programs that they give people enough to survive, but it doesn't allow them to get the tools, the education, the motivation, everything that's needed to actually succeed in America. And they tell people lies repeatedly.
Right.
We see this going on now with the some of the false narratives.
Mm-hmm. Well, the war on poverty in 1964, President Johnson signed into action. And since then, we've spent something like $22 trillion. Poverty has gone from 15% to 15.1%. That's a lousy return on investment.
I know. And when I think about myself as someone that come from poverty and I was able to overcome that, I had a choice.
Mm.
I could have, been on welfare. I could have stayed on welfare. And by the grace of God, I was not a personality that could have made that choice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I worked. I got my high school equivalency. I went to college. And because of that, I have a solid middle-class life. And what I did, there's so many other people that can do the same thing. I believe in America. I believe in the American dream. And the movie, it offers hope about America and for America. And unless we can get people to go see it, especially the ethnic and racial minorities that are trapped still by the lies of the Democrats, we're going to have more of the same, and more anger, more violence, more people feeling that it's just white people keeping them down. And in a way, they're right. The Democrats are keeping them down.
Exactly. Well, and I guess that's the question. Why are people angry and so frustrated?
They think that it's the Republicans and, you know, that it's, that all white people are racist. And it's just there's a system that's been created that makes it very difficult but not impossible for people to overcome, you know, circumstances where they may be trapped in poverty. There's a way out. And part of what I think the problem is for African Americans is they've left their Judeo-Christian roots. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they look to government instead of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that if we could turn back to those foundational things, the Constitution, the biblical traditions, and just hard work, that work mm-hmm. ethic that so many people have used to for social mobility, we would be able to turn America around.
Well, Carol, it's not only Black America, but, you know, a percentage of Americans have exchanged the truth for a lie, and it's all been subtle. You know, we bought the, you know, we exchanged the real God for the government God, and we look to the government to be our resource, and they cannot sustain it. I mean, look at, you know, case
right.
in point, just the war on poverty alone, this kind of, you know, this kind of investment. I mean, we probably haven't done much for, you know, for poor America since Bill Clinton and the Republican Congress got together and said, we're going to reform welfare. We're going to incentivize
right.
the right behavior and unleash these big dreams that have been lying latent. See, what I see in terms of frustration, Carol, is when people are not exercising their God-given gifts. When they're woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning and frustrated because it is not going well for them because of the poor choices and the reliance on a government that cannot provide for them like their God, you know, that'll keep you up late at night, and that will agitate and get you very frustrated.
And one of the things, you know, that we know and some people know is about Marxism, socialism, and just the fact that a lot of what we see taking place in America is part of a Marxist vision for transforming
yes.
our nation into something that has never worked anywhere. It's been tried in the world.
Exactly. Well, and that's what people have to look at. I mean, I tell people I'm an empiricist. I'm going to look at the evidence. Show me where it's worked better. I mean, when you think about America, this grand experiment that our founding fathers gave up their resources, their honor, their treasure, everything, and died for it, including a Republican president for civil rights. It is amazing how far off target we've gotten, Carol.
I know, and I believe that the film Hillary's America, and also, mm-hmm. you know, Donald Trump was not my first choice, but I'm certainly going to vote for him in November because we need change, and I believe that he will bring people into office with him. And that his own heart, I believe, is right for America, that maybe we can get moving in the right direction. It's going to take more than one administration and one president, but if we could just turn the ship around
exactly.
this point in history.
Well, Dr. Carol Swain has been our guest, professor of political science and of law at Vanderbilt University and author of Be the People. Dr. Carol Swain, thank you so much for being with us.
Over 100 diseases, though we don't diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, Bill Martinez Live is offering Clemson University's study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 855-305-8326. 26.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.